6. PS 2021-0042 sketch plot Cartesian surveys for Willowwood Homeowners Association. I think we biffed a decimal point on that description. Right of way of Tony Sanchez Drive, located on Tony Sanchez Drive southeast between Jewel Cave and Gibson. Take it away, Cartesian.
Hello, good afternoon again. This is Ryan with Cartesian. Yes, that's right. So the parcel that we're looking to get reviewed has been vacated by a prior action. I know there were some comments about it initially being recommended for rejection, and that was the case, but then there was a second hearing, I believe, that did vacate this. So we believe the purpose of this is to become a lot that will have a gate across it that will be available to residents, emergency services, utility services, and the like. And so we await comments. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Let's go through board comments then.
Good afternoon. This is Blaine for the Water Authority. Regarding this case, there is a 10-inch public water distribution main within the right-of-way that is supposed to be removed. We do see that you are dedicating an easement. We do need an easement to get over to the hydrant that is within this area. So I think we need a little bit more water easement. I think we're happy with the sewer easement. Last question, you coordinate with the fire marshal's office to verify that nothing needs to change with the hydrant in terms of access they have what they need and it's not in the way of the sidewalk. And final comment, we do require access to the gate be granted to the Water Authority if a gate is proposed. And that's it for us. If you have any questions, please let me know.
All right, this is Ryan with Cartesian. I just want to address your concern about the hydrant. So I believe the hydrant is included inside of the 46-foot temporary public drainage sewer service and waterline easement for easement 5. So I believe it's already in an easement, but it is a temporary one. So we'll look closely and make sure that there's no conditions that that would go away with. But It was my understanding that it was currently within an easement as well.
Okay. I will discuss this plan with Water Authority. I will discuss with Chris to make sure we're okay with that. If we're okay with that, I'll let you know. If not, I will let you know as well. And we can take from there.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. And code enforcement, this is Maggie Gould. Code enforcement says they have reviewed this project and has no objections at this time. Parks.
This is Cheryl Smurfoot with Parks and Recreation. So the only question I had is that this is currently designated a proposed bicycle boulevard, this section of the road. So would that then have to be changed on the futures map, the future proposed bicycles and multipurpose trail map with the COG? Because I'm guessing you are not be allowed or you're not allowing access through this, or I just want that clarified.
Yeah, this is Ryan with Cartesian. So it was my understanding that the gate was being installed in order to bar access for vehicles because of the excessive traffic and everything that it was seeing in the area. And so I'm not certain if that would necessarily bar any bicycle transportation or any trails like that. So I'll get with the client and try to hammer that out with them, but I'm not certain at this time if that will or will not occur. So we will get back with you. Thank you.
Sure. Hydrology. Thank you. I think it would be great if there could be still bicycle access along with the gate for the automobiles. So if you can get back to us about that, that would be great. Thank you.
Certainly. Thank you.
Okay. Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection. Please note detailed plans of any improvements must be approved by Hydrology prior to construction to ensure that public drainage needs meet DPM criteria.
Okay. And again, planning had the standard comments, as well as just noting that City Council approved this vacation in February of 2021. So your replat must take place within a year of the approval in order to not lose that vacation.
All right, this is Ryan with Cartesian. We appreciate it and appreciate all your endurance with this this whole long day. So thank you all.
Well,
and this is
Jean Ryan, likewise.
This is Gene Wuffenberger with Transportation.
Gene, I'm so sorry.
First of all, I wanted to thank Ryan, you know, for helping out. I just wanted to disclose, we had a brief conversation with Ryan about the history of this, and it did match up with previous notes I saw. And so with that, just include any easements as necessary for this existing roadway cross-section that's going to be kept in place, list maintenance responsibilities and beneficiaries, and certainly if, you know, Bicycle Boulevard is involved, that would end up requiring some sort of public easement, actually. So those details may need to be worked out. And then show the type of proposed gate and provide the location on the exhibit and seek the fire marshal approval of the configuration.
All right, this is Ryan with Cartesian. We'll look into it. Thank you.
Okay. I'm sorry, Gene. Right. So this is Maggie Gould. So I believe that brings us to other matters, and we don't have any of that. And so then that brings us to the action sheet minutes for March 17th. Do we have questions or comments on that? Okay. And then, I'm sorry, do we move to approve those or do we just vote on those?
I think we move to approve them.
I think we move to approve them too. That sounds right. So do we have a motion for approval for the action sheet minutes of March 17th, 2021?
And Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Okay.
Gene Wuffenberger with Transportation, I second.
Awesome, please vote.
Lane Carter, Water Authority, I approve.
Joe Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Gene Wuffenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And this is Maggie Gould for Planning, I approve. And we are adjourned at 3:01 p.m.